Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
There's been a lot of conversation about data privacy. And in fact, it's becoming more and more an important conversation and information that we need to have. Achmor Berger-Smith, Director and Head of Data Privacy at Practice at Worksmans Advisory Service, joining us on the line. A very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Thank you. I'm well.
So the question that we wanted to find out from you this morning is Google permitted to collect your data from private searches?
Yeah, Howard, you know, listening to the debate around these issues highlighted to me again the fact that people are so utterly unaware of what they disclose and why they disclose the information. And we've all got, it seems like, this absolute desire for privacy no matter what we do. But if we actually consider, and what we're talking about is this incognito mode where you would be visiting websites that you think, you know, you don't ever want anyone to know you've actually been visiting these websites. You want to disappear into the nothingness and for no one ever to know about that. But, you know, there are certain things that you require from a tech perspective to make your browsing actually for that to happen, which means a certain level of interaction and the tech background must take place. You know, but what we do know is that Google says we'll make it work, but we won't store it. So, you know, that basic browsing history, your the site you visit, they won't be storing that. And they won't store a snapshot of a page you'll be visiting, or the records you download, that they won't be storing it. But then we know that they are now in California, you know, there's a class action and they're stepping forward with litigation against Google and saying, but, you know, you actually keep a record of it somewhere in your systems. And this is going to be very interesting going forward because we know Google was the first target when the GDPR, the European privacy legislation, came into operation. And what the authorities, the privacy authorities said is, but Google, you need to communicate with the users in plain language, in clear language, fully disclosing what happens to the information. And they were found not to have done that. Now, if you consider the Google privacy policy or the Chrome privacy policy, you know, even for me as a privacy practitioner, and I have to say to you, it is fairly complicated to understand. So one would wonder, do you as a user actually understand what happens to your information?
And I'm sure most of us don't. You know, most of us, and I know many of us will even go into private just because you might be searching, I don't know, for a Weber Braai to find out the prices in Johannesburg. But then the next thing is every time you go into Facebook, you are being inundated with adverts for Weber Braais, just as an example. So people use the incognito or private browsing for that as well, because we don't want always necessarily to be tracked and manipulated in that way.
No, that is so true. But you know, what we need to understand as users and individuals, we use the Chrome browser of Google to search for a Weber Braai. But, you know, Google would have entered into agreements with all the people out there that actually advertise and that's willing to sell to you a Weber Braai. But Google does not control the Weber Braai marketers' cookies policy. And this is those little crumbs they leave and you leave in cyber world for people to know what you are interested in, or, you know, if you need something to be written back to a website and for that to be saved to make your browsing experience so much easier. Google can't control that. So, you know, part of what Google announced is to say, but we're going to change our cookies policies within the next year. And we're not going to allow all these third-party cookies to run, you know, actually through the Google chain so they can track everyone. We're not gonna collect cookies anymore, which is a very good signal of Google to indicate, but you know, they are more serious around privacy issues and realize that through cookies, what you can actually collect of a user. But we can't hold Google responsible for the cookies of third parties, you know, and their own privacy. The Chrome privacy policy also says that there are third parties, they use cookies, but we are not in control as Chrome of those cookies. So now the question is, if you click through while you on Chrome and you Google for Weberbri and you end up on three potential sites of entities that will offer you a Google, a Weberbri to buy, do you understand that they could be using cookies to track you? And that the next time you Google also brings up ads that you think, I've now bought my Weberbri. Why am I still seeing these pop-ups? But that is not necessarily a Google Chrome issue. That's a third party, that advertiser, that they are hunger. There's a hunger for that information because that's how they reach you. That's how they actually entice you and sell products to you. So, you know, this becomes a very complicated web of interactions and information we share and our information that flows. Some of that information that we willingly give away because we want the convenience of, you know, using the Chrome search facility. But we need as users to start to actually read through privacy policies to realize if there's a pop-up appearing and it asks you to accept something, to actually first read it before you just accept because you're in such a hurry to make the site work and for you to Google whatever.
I'm feeling like you're judging me right now. I'm feeling a little judged. I just want you to know that because that's definitely me. It's like, yes, yes, okay, can you just show me the braai? Yes, I'll accept that. Just move on. And I didn't realize that we're all me in a way.
You're right. We all do it.